Addie.
Hey, did you know there's a little pink pill?
Wait. A what? A little pink pill?
Did you say a little pink pill?
Yes, the little pink pill. You definitely need to know about this.
Are you for real? Just to be clear, you're telling me there's a little pink pill for me?
That's right, the little pink pill. And it's called Addy, A-D-D-Y-I, or flibanserin. Learn more about the little pink pill at ADDYI.com. See full prescribing information and medication guide, including boxed warning regarding severe low blood pressure and fainting in certain settings at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Good news, ladies. There's more. Addy, the FDA-approved little pink pill, is also affordable and can be shipped directly to your front door. That's right. With insurance coverage, Addy is only $20 per month and $0 after month 3. If your insurance doesn't cover Addy, there is still a discount program to get you the best possible price and get free shipping right to your door. So now's the time to ask your doctor about Addy. Learn more at Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit Beddys.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Monday, March 15th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. How are we doing with that cloud spend? And the U.S. government is moving on infrastructure with broadband. This is the Business of Tech. So, are we not seeing the value of some cloud investments? For McKinsey, nearly two-thirds of industrial companies use cloud computing. 74% fail to yield expected savings or business value. Half found it more costly than they anticipated, and 40% exceeded their cloud budgets. And remember, companies waste about 35% of their cloud budget per a number of surveys. From the CIO Dive piece, quote, "Our research indicates that the cloud's value in IT amounts to only about 5% of the cloud's potential value," McKinsey said, adding, "Around 95% of the cloud's $600 billion value potential lies in business-related functions, such as manufacturing, procurement, and supply chain." Meanwhile, Bessemer Venture has their State of the Cloud 2021 data to compare against. Some highlights. Infrastructure as a service growth for Microsoft to over 20% of market share, plus a huge rise in public cloud valuation. Here's your big predictions. 80% of sales interaction will happen through digital channels by 2025. And the VC is also big on the SMB with SaaS. Now, why do we care? Let's assemble the story. Companies are investing in cloud computing, wasting some of the spending, and not getting enough value out of it. Sounds about right. But the answer won't be to not do cloud. it will be about getting it right. Because there's so much potential to unlock, that 95% of the value. Because the trend is clear. 80% of sales interactions through digital channels? That sounds about right to me. And what my instincts were saying when I presented e-commerce. Infrastructure is the other big discussion area. With the American Rescue Plan signed into law, it includes $7 billion for schools to use to connect students who lack internet access at home. That's designed to help connect some of the roughly 12 million students who lack connectivity for distance learning. Next up is the Accessible, Affordable Internet for All Act. That bill includes $94 billion in broadband spending. $80 billion is for deploying broadband nationwide and prioritizes rural, suburban, and urban areas. Quoting Engadget, providers whose networks were built from that money will then be required to offer affordable plans to consumers. The bill will also authorize the spending of $5 billion over 5 years on a new program that would provide low-interest financing for broadband infrastructure build-out projects. The Emergency Broadband Benefit, which provides a $50 monthly discount on internet plans for low-income Americans and $75 for customers on tribal lands, will get an additional $6 billion in funding. $2 billion will go to the Emergency Connectivity Fund for students that need internet connection, and a portion of the money will also go towards funding for Wi-Fi on school buses. I also wanted to highlight a comment from Jonathan Weiner, the CEO of Sidewalk Infrastructure Partners in Protocol. This was in reference to that new legislature being worked on. Quoting Protocol, he said the most important step is literally connecting the people. Quote, like, hey, this is an EV charging network that's working really well. This is a broadband network that's working really well. Mayor X, you should be talking to Mayor Y, because Mayor Y just went through this. I know this might sound a bit simplistic, but it doesn't happen currently, he said. Chattanooga, Tennessee is a good example. It turned community Wi-Fi into a municipal utility, which gave it new tools for regulation and funding. Other cities are currently trying all manners of other solutions, and they don't even know what Chattanooga has already figured out. Echoing statements made here before, Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the web, wrote in a blog post late last week that governments must work to ensure global broadband access by 2030. Why? To bridge the digital divide. Now, why do we care? That funding to link students without internet at home? It's not got to be just wiring. I'd assume there's services work in there as the local level. But what interests me more is the discussion about local utilities and information sharing. I hate the cliche, but it's true. There's tons of opportunity here. On the passive side, if broadband is a local utility, this just opens up markets. Think electricity or water or roads. You can get to those customers now. More actively, there's work to be done with local governments, which by definition includes services. It also needs the local technology expertise. Finally, there's the idea sharing angle to include. We want to foster exactly that information sharing to find success and replicate it. I included Berners-Lee to highlight the cultural shift. This idea of broadband as a utility is moving. Join Huntress for their second annual cybersecurity training event, Hack It! Sharpen your tradecraft, network with security professionals, and get a hands-on training you can actually use in your business. 3 days, including a Windows pre-day and 2 full days of cybersecurity education. Want to sign up? Go to huntress.com/hackit2021 with underscores between or link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back again tomorrow with another roundup.
How about Captain Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lefort Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.